This is VOA News by remote. I'm Tommy. Globally, more than 346,000 people have died from COVID-19, and there are approximately 5.5 million confirmed cases. In the United States, more than 98,000 people have died from the virus, and there are more than 1.6 million confirmed infections. Americans settled for small processions and online tributes instead of parades Monday as they observed Memorial Day in the shadow of the pandemic, which forced communities to honor the nation's military dead with modest, more subdued ceremonies that also remembered those lost to the coronavirus. On the weekend that marked the unofficial start of summer, authorities warned people heading to beaches, parks, or backyard barbecues to heed social distancing rules to avoid a resurgence of the disease. U.S. President Donald Trump honored America's war dead Monday in back-to-back Memorial Day appearances, colored by an epic struggle off the battlefield against the coronavirus. Eager to demonstrate national revival from the pandemic, Mr. Trump doubled up on his public schedule while threatening to pull the Republican National Convention out of Charlotte in August unless North Carolina's Democratic governor gives a quick green light to the party's plans to assemble en masse. The U.S. death toll from the pandemic has approached 100,000. The Japanese government is declaring a success for what it's called the Japan model in controlling the virus outbreak. It's never imposed a strict lockdown seen in other countries, emphasizing voluntary efforts. And on Monday, Prime Minister Shinzo Abe lifted the state of emergency set in Tokyo and four other areas, the last regions under the measures. Japan has comparatively fewer deaths compared to many other major countries. This is VOA News. Two of Europe's hottest vacation destinations made some major steps toward getting tourists back on Monday. The Spanish government says it's going to allow international flights without a two-week quarantine starting July 1st. Greece, too, is also calling out for vacationers and their money. On Monday, it opened up Greek Isles again to travel, as well as allowing cafes and restaurants to reopen as part of the gradual lifting of restrictions. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson Monday laid out a roadmap for a gradual reopening for thousands of high street shops, department stores, and shopping centers starting next month, a day after announcing some young students may begin returning to school June 1st. Johnson made the comments about retail to give businesses time to prepare and make the necessary adjustments. Johnson, who had fallen ill with the coronavirus himself, said the change would be contingent against five benchmark measures and would only be permitted for stores that are able to meet the COVID-19 secure guidelines. Numerous scandals over lockdown rules and the elite that have all but consumed British politics doesn't look like it's going to take down Prime Minister Boris Johnson's top aide. Dominic Cummings, a Brexit architect, says he does not regret his decision to drive 250 miles from London to his parents' property, nor will he resign, nor does it flout the restrictions that have gripped the population. Cummings says that he made the journey as there were no reasonable child care options in London if both he and his wife were seriously ill. But at the time, Cummings' wife was already ill with COVID-19 symptoms, and he himself became ill during the drive. Johnson backs Cummings, yet many believe that it was hypocritical, given the government's mantra at the time to avoid such movements. Cummings is the latest in a number of high-profile people who have drawn ire over similar accusations in the UK, from politicians to professional athletes. Hong Kong leader Carrie Lam on Tuesday added to a raft of attempts by local and Beijing officials to provide reassurance that proposed national security laws would not trample on the city's rights and freedoms amid widespread concerns. Lam says that those concerned need to wait for the details of the proposed legislation. The comments came after Beijing unveiled plans last week for national security legislation for Hong Kong that aimed to tackle secession, subversion, and terrorist activities, and could see Chinese intelligence agencies set up bases within the city. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.